I've seen a lot more Amazon businesses expand super fast than I've seen Shopify. You know, I know quite a few people that started an Amazon business a few years ago, and now they're doing $500,000 a month, $1 million a month, even more, right? And I have not seen that many Shopify guys that open a Shopify store and now they're making all this money.
Welcome to another episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. My name is Jimmy, and I'm the Associate Creative Director for Manuel Suarez here at AGN Marketing. E-commerce has made a lot of people a lot of money, but if you're new to the game, it can be tough to know where to start. But don't worry, we've got you covered. In this podcast, we have two of AGM's executive owners giving you five things you need to know about Amazon and Shopify before jumping headfirst into the e-commerce world. One more thing. Whether you're already in the e-commerce world or you're looking to start an e-commerce branch of your current business, we've got training related to Amazon and Shopify. Just go to agmninjalab.com/store and look for the Shopify Sales Multiplier or the e-commerce essentials. One of these trainings just might be the success catalyst you've been looking for. Now here's Coach Jorge and Ernesto.
Amazon versus Shopify. Today we're going to go over both pros and cons so you can make a better decision on what you should be focusing on to build your business. Today I have with me Ernesto. He's a longtime friend, business partner. He's got a lot of experience with building and selling Amazon stores or brands. And so he's going to be telling you guys about why you should focus on Amazon, but I'm going to be telling you about why you should be focusing on Shopify. So you will be the judge. You guys can make the decision on which one you should focus on. All right. So the first thing we're going to talk about is cost and profit. So on Shopify, you have your cost of goods sold, you have small costs to run your shop, usually about $100, let's say, when it comes to paying for the apps and fees and things like that. So you don't have to pay anyone, like Amazon, for example. You don't have to pay anyone a commission, and usually you can make really good profits on this. But of course, this is dependent all on you driving the right amount of traffic and doing the right amount of things to get the most out of your profits. For example, I know that I can do post-purchase upsells and cross-sells and downsells, and I can test all of that so I can get more profits from the same order. Now, on the Amazon side of things, though,
Cost is you pay for your pro account $49 a month, okay. And then you have to pay Amazon fees, which is 15%. Okay, so if I sell something for $100, I'll pay $15. And then on top of that, I gotta pay for the shipping and handling, which that's for a medium box, it's around $6, $5 to $6. So it turns out to be roughly around 30%. Okay, so that's the cost. Now, why are you paying Amazon all these costs?
Yeah.
Well, because they have millions or hundreds of millions of clients, members that you just post your item there and you have access to all of these people.
Yeah, so it's like a river flowing and all you got to do is just step in front of it, right? You already have all this traffic of buyers that are already on Amazon. So that definitely is nice. And you pay a little bit for that. It's not that much, like you said, 15 to 30% pretty much all in. Whereas with Shopify, you don't have to pay that, but you do have to pay to send the traffic there. And that's why I was saying that it could be very different depending on you and how good of a marketer you are and where you're getting your traffic from. Facebook, Instagram, influencers, TikTok, maybe it's organic SEO. So that's all, it can vary wildly. All right, let's talk about the next thing is going to be conversions. I know that on Shopify, I can test my headline, my copy, my images. I could do something in my store to make it faster, more mobile friendly. I can optimize my checkout. I have control over everything so that I can optimize and get better and better conversions. And then, like I said, I also have the ability to do the post-purchase upsells and downsells so I can get even more money out of the transactions until I get the best conversions I possibly can. With Amazon, what can you do to improve your conversions?
Well, as an initial buy, I feel like Amazon has way better conversions. Okay. Why? Because people trust Amazon because of the reviews, mainly because of the reviews, 5-star reviews, 4-star reviews, and they can read the reviews and they know that they are real reviews. So I've seen conversions all the way up to 30, 40, even 50%.
Actually, I remember 80. Remember the guy with the beard stuff?
Oh, the Viking. Yeah. These beard guys, they were getting 80% conversion rate, which is, I've never seen that again after that. But normally you get 20, 30%, which is way higher than Shopify. But I know, again, on Shopify, you can do retargeting, upsell, cross-sell, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting 3% on Shopify, that's considered really good. Industry average is about that, between 2 and 3. So if you get up to 5% on a Shopify store, then you're doing really, really good compared to what you just said. You know, 20, 30% is average, and then we saw crazy high amounts, 80%. Now, you talked about our next thing that we want to compare is audience and targeting the right audience and also being able to retarget that. I know when I do Shopify, I use Facebook ads. I'm able to target the right audience with the right ad, and I can place a video in front of them or an image or whatever, some sort of a good creative, so I can target the right audience and get them over to my store. And not only that, I get to retarget everybody that watched my video or engaged with my ad or visited my page, added to cart, and I want to retarget them differently. If they purchase from me, I can retarget them differently. So there's a lot of flexibility or a lot of extra options that I have when it comes to audience and retargeting and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know, do you get anything with Amazon in regards to retargeting?
Well, retargeting, no, but targeting is different than like Facebook, because Facebook, you're targeting people that have certain interests, right? Mm-hmm. Amazon pay-per-click, Amazon PPC is a little bit more like Google. So you're spending money on people that are searching for that, okay? So if somebody puts microphone, then you're gonna show and they're gonna click and then hopefully buy from you. So targeting is more precise as far as keywords, but as far as retargeting there, I have not seen any type of retargeting. If somebody clicks on it, or even if they buy from you, I haven't seen any marketing tool that you can then target that same, those same people that bought from you.
Yeah, that's right. I have seen that Amazon does their own retargeting. Like, I know I've been shopping before and then all of a sudden I start get ads on Facebook from Amazon. So that's nice. You know, they do some of the retargeting for you. And I know they send out emails too. If you have been recently, you know, adding to cart or watching certain items, they'll send you out an email to the email that's registered to the account. And they're helping you at least in that way with some of the retargeting, which you're not paying for. So that's cool. But what about list building? So we all know that the money is in the list, right? And if you're ever going to want to sell your business, at least from Shopify viewpoint, I want to have a big list, especially of purchasers, but even if they're not purchasers and they're just warm audience or related audience, right? That list has a big worth to me on the Shopify side of things. I know you can send emails with Amazon, but is there a way to build your list with Amazon?
Well, so just to clarify, when you send emails to Amazon, you can set up to 3 automatic emails that when somebody buys one of your products, Amazon sends them an email that you put together, but you can never see their email address. So you never own the list in Amazon. Actually, they have these rules that you're not allowed to email these people directly, okay? If you're selling to Amazon customers, they belong to Amazon, they don't belong to you. There are some softwares that through their name and their address, physical address, this software comes in and they somehow they get you their phone number and their email, okay? But this is a little bit of a gray or black hat. You're technically not supposed to grab that and then market them. You can get those emails and phone numbers. What can you do with them, or what are you allowed to do with it? I'm not sure, but you're technically not allowed to target them directly or retarget them. So
you can't like send them a direct email.
No, yeah. Not at all. So yeah, as far as the list building, you can't really build a list. Amazon just rolled out something about 4 weeks ago where you can do organic posting. And a lot of people don't know about this. Only through your phone, if you go into a listing and you scroll down, you're going to see some organic posts of products related to the one that you're seeing.
They look like social media posts, no?
Mm-hmm. They look like a social media post. Now, if you click on one and you like it, you can actually like that brand. If you like that brand, you become a follower of that brand. Once you're a follower, Amazon just rolled out, like us, in one of our brands, we have 3,200 followers. Now we can put emails together and email these people promotions without getting into too technical, because you can only email products that you've launched in the past 6 months, and some other rules apply. So you can do these type of things, but you never really own, you never really see the email. You can just reach out to these people through Amazon.
Interesting. So basically, you lose on the list building is the end of that.
I'm a loser at this point. Yes, sir.
All right, but let's get to the good stuff. The last point on my list is, when you want to exit your business, what is going to get you the most profit, Shopify or Amazon? Obviously, that's going to come down to how big your business is and how much sales you're producing with Shopify or Amazon. But on average, what we have seen and we have experience with is you get a bigger multiple on Shopify, about 5 up to 10x your multiple there. So usually you can be losing money on Shopify all the while until you get to the point of exiting and selling your business. Now on Amazon, what have you seen and what has your experience been with selling, and how much money do you get?
Well, on average, I've seen a 3-year profit. So if you're making $100,000 a year in profit, you can sell it for about $300,000. Obviously, there is other things. Is the business expanding? Is the business going down? And so on. But I would say like a 3X.
Do they look at like the market? Does that even go into consideration? Or do they just take into consideration your numbers?
Just the number. Because Amazon is a numbers thing. Amazon is not so much an analytic thing. You know, when you buy a Shopify store, you look at the market. You look at your list, how big your list is, how long you've been on the market. Amazon is just like a money making machine, mm-hmm. right? It's riskier because at any point Amazon can just shut you down, okay? Which they, you know, I don't think that happens in Shopify.
No.
So it's riskier, number one. Number two, you get a 3-year profit exit cost, whereas in Shopify is 5 years, correct?
5 to 10.
5 to 10 years. But on the flip side, I've seen a lot more Amazon businesses expand super fast than I've seen Shopify. You know, I know quite a few people that started an Amazon business a few years ago, and now they're doing $500,000 a month, $1 million a month, even more, right? And I have not seen that many Shopify guys that open a Shopify store and now they're making all this money.
Yeah, that's I agree with that. So speed in terms of building the business, probably easier with Amazon. And then you sell for a little bit less versus over here, slower, but you sell for more. And then again, it all depends on you. If you're a really good marketer and you can build your Shopify store really fast, then you get there a lot faster and you get a lot more money for it too.
Hey guys, it's Jimmy again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez Coaching Program by heading over to our website, www.agmninjalab.com. That's www.agmninjalab.com.